Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, Thor and the Recorder were floating through space. Let's see how they survive in this issue.
So we start out the next issue, issue 160, and it's right where we left off. Thor and the Recorder are just floating through space. And we
get another, God shall prevail.
Yeah, we get another one of those cool splash pages you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the
and dark. I thought that the spaceship looked like little tiny eyeballs.
Very Watchmen-esque.
Yes.
I mean, I know Watchmen is 15 years away, but
it was,
definitely looks like Night Owl's.
But Night Owl's goggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his ship. But what that ship is the Wanderers. They saw Thor and the Recorder floating in space. I want to preference that. They are floating in space after being blown from this wreckage. Unconscious, maybe dying. I'm using air quotes here. I'm going to point that out next issue. So there's a reason why I'm saying that. But yeah, the Wanderers bring them onto the ship, and they're going to revive them. They're going to
heal them back up.
Yeah.
Because it's Thor, and he's too cute to die.
Oh, he's a puppy dog.
He is.
We go back to Ego and Galactus. I was about to say Thanos. Ego and
wrong issue. Yeah,
totally. Ego and Galactus fighting again. Like I said, they're going back and forth. They're not really. Nothing's really. Being resolved.
They just kind of take turns throwing energy beams matter. And yelling at each other.
Yeah, like it's literally just. Oh, I'm gonna hit you. Okay, now you hit me. Now I'm gonna hit you. Now you hit me. Like. They're nothing's like, happening.
I am Galactus, and it's like, Ego speaks louder than you.
I'm a goddamn planet. we go back to the Wanderer ship, and Thor and Recorder are waking up after being healed and rescued, which is great. Wanderers come in, they start talking about what's going on. And the Wanderers decide they are going to help Thor defeat Galactus. Which,
yay!
That's great. Yeah, no, it's... I thought Thor was supposed to do this by himself, though.
Like, wasn't that the whole reason they didn't send anyone to help him?
Yeah, Odin...
I mean, that's what Odin said, but no one told Thor.
Well, so why couldn't Sif just leave then? Like, just follow the Recorder? Like, come on.
I mean... The Recorder hasn't really done anything. He just kind of stands. He's the Recorder.
Yeah, he's there to record. He's not supposed to help. What I'm getting at is that Recorder leaves. She is not supposed to go help Thor. Odin never said anything about following the Recorder.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
But
she didn't want to blatantly disobey
the rules. Yeah. That doesn't end well for people usually.
No.
Probably
usually.
Not.
As they're heading toward the direction that Thor and the Recorder were going, the Wanderers come upon basically the destruction of what's going on between Ego and Galactus.
And immediately get caught in the crossfire and get their ship
of flying
trashed.
Planetoids. I like the word planetoids.
It's a good word. Good word.
Yeah. We're like Shakespeare here, making up words in the English language.
So... Thor sees what's going on, and he jumps into the fray. He knows Galactus is the bad, so he's going to just start attacking Galactus. And so he throws a Meow Meow at him and strikes him. Oh, yeah, I said it. it strikes Galactus square in the chest. And Galactus is surprised. Like, he...
I felt that.
Yeah, that's the first time in the millennia my limbs have tasted pain. So he's like, okay, you have my attention. Now I'm going to come at you. And this is what I was saying last issue about the size of Galactus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Thor and Galactus, like, I think Galactus ends up grabbing Thor by the waist and is just holding him like a rag doll almost.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not that much bigger than Thor is.
So that's definitely
like I'd almost say he's like if Thor was 6 foot tall, Galactus is probably 10 to 12 feet tall, maybe.
Okay. I think he's a bit bigger than that, because then when they show him, it shows Thor being, like, the same size as his head. If you look at when he...
Oh, and then when he first hits him?
When he first hits him.
Okay. Okay. Now, that is Thor in a, like a...
maybe not.
Bot, like a, what's a cannonball position.
So he's, like, half...
So it's, yeah, his head's maybe 4 feet tall. Like his torso. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So he's like 16
feet? Maybe.
16. Yeah.
He's tall. He's up there.
He's like, up there.
But he's no.
Like 14 to 16 feet.
He's no giant building. Like, I look up at the sky and it's filled with Galactus' eyeball.
It's yeah. no. Yeah, King Kong rampaging through a city yeah. size.
This is true.
Or Godzilla.
Yes.
So Galactus just chucks Thor down to, I think, to
Ego.
To Ego. Just like, oh, I have a giant projectile that probably will not break up. I'm going to throw him at the planet. Maybe goes right through the planet. But Ego is able to, with him being a planet himself, is able to like dull Thor's approach and kind of stop him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of everything that's been happening with Thor attacking Galactus, Ego brought the Wanderers to the planet. I'm assuming yes. just like, oh, hey, there's a ship. Grab ship. Ship's here.
Save them
to
all.
Help. Yeah. What ends up happening is the Wanderers decide, well, their way of helping Thor to get the ultimate victory is that they built this stand.
What?
That, will
that
hold...
made no sense.
I think it's to help focus, like, Thor's power. So basically, the stand is going to hold Meow Meow. And it, my only assumption is that it is to...
somehow to help him...
Basically help him focus.
Focus his power to hurl it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even hurl... Meow meow. He just sort of grabs it and.
Yeah, because.
Within the space of a single astrosecond, a surge of Asgardian energy. Lashes.
Okay, so yeah, he just throws the energy at Galactus.
He's just like, yeah. I'm thinking of this.
I got this. I mean, it works though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Galactus works. Runs away. Yeah, he... Like a little bitch.
He pops back into his square car, goes back to his ship, and flies off.
His little cube. His little cubie.
And everybody wins. Like, Galactus is hurt. He's not dead.
But
no,
he felt pain,
says,
and they scared
Galactus
him off.
Galactus is not dead.
Because yeah. he does not want to die.
Yes. And everybody, all the Wanderers, the Recorder, and Thor, they're all super happy. And, but now the Wanderers are like, well, what are
now
we going to do? Like, we have no planet to live on. Like, this planet is nice, but there's... can't sustain us.
Yeah.
And but as they're saying that, all these plants and waters, you know, the wasteland turns into soil and lakes, and like it becomes vibrant. And it's Ego basically saying thank you. Like, hey, you guys helped out.
Hey,
you can live
you
here.
You made sure I didn't die? I'll make sure you don't die.
Yeah. It's like, you can stay here forever. Until the end of time if you want to. First time when I was thumbing through this, just skimming through the issues
uh-huh.
originally, and I saw that. And mind you, I've only known Ego as the villain.
Yeah.
You know, because of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wasn't a villain per se. He had, I was going to say villain tendencies, but he was going to destroy planets. Okay, I guess he was a villain.
Yeah, he's kind of a villain. He's
villain-esque. Kind of a villain. So when I just thumped through this and I saw Ego become a man, like he formed a body on
yeah.
the planet to thank everybody. And it says right here, this will be your home forever until the end of time. I thought he was keeping Thor and the Recorder and everybody captive.
It wasn't an invitation. It was a statement.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, we'll have to read that a little bit closer.
Yep. And I did, and now I know why. So, yeah, like he is going to protect the Wanderers, yeah.
That's sweet.
Which is awesome. Yeah, no, it's worth.
Good guy, Ego.
Yay.
Good Ego.
Goodie.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Thor story.